Folks, this segment is brought to us by the Dallas Safari Club, Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Ultramatic Feeders, and the Red Dome Restaurant, Smokehouse, and Steak Pit in Quitman, Texas, which is, hands down, my favorite place to eat in the state of Texas. Folks, what do you say we jump in the old pickup and head down to Lake Fork and check in with my buddy, Guide Seth Vanover, and see what, talk a little, maybe a little catfishing. Seth, how are you, bud?
I'm good, Luke. How are you, sir?
Couldn't be better. Scale of 1 to 10, we're clicking about a 9.7 this morning. Plenty of coffee down me, so, you know, I'm fired up and ready to talk. What I wanted to do, though, you know, social media, Facebook in particular, is strong. When people first started gravitating to Facebook a few years ago, I thought, you know, I don't know. Nobody will be looking at this. Truth of the matter is, everybody's looking at it. We do a little weekly video deal, my friend Jeff Rice and I, and, you know, 8,000 to 11,000 people a week are looking at that thing now. So my point is, social media is strong, and it does influence people. Now, I recently, this is what the topic I want to talk about is tips on the outdoors, whether it be fishing or hunting. But I recently read a post on Facebook. A guy was fishing a bait in shallow water, a punch cheese bait, Stubby's cheese bait, to be frank with you, a bait that I've used a lot and that you turned me on to. It works. It catches fish. Well, the fellow was fishing in shallow water. Turtles were eating him up. You know, the answer to this gentleman's problem was blatantly clear to me and probably to anybody else that fishes. You know, the catfish are not there right now. Now, at certain times, I think you might agree, Seth, in shallow water, catfishing is awesome on Stubby's bait or worms or, you know, liver, whatever. But all those turtles there, something tells me that was the fish weren't there, you know. So that's what I want you to talk about a little bit, Seth, is this time of year, water's cooling. You know, people think catfish are everywhere, but they're not, are they?
Catfish are just like any other predatory fish. They're going to go where the food is, you know, and catfish don't eat turtles. You know, the turtles are they're shallow. You're not going to find turtles out in 30 some odd foot of water. It's not going to happen. Now, you and I both know you can cast that bait under a cork. We've done it and just boated the catfish to death in shallow water. But that's a certain time of year. Right now, the catfish primarily are going to be shallow about, I would guess, 60 to 70 days out of the year. That's about it. Channel cats. Now, the blue cats, that's a little different story. They'll come up shallow. But channel cats, I mean, to catch them shallow, you need to be doing that in May. That's about it.
Bottom line, yes.
I mean, that's just that, especially on Fork. Any other time, they're going to be, you know, as it gets on in the summer, you start in the 20-foot range, and then we'll go out to 35-foot. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's straight down with that bait. So it's all relative to where the fish are. Right now, catfish aren't up shallow. That's just the fact.
And I know that. You know it. And most everybody that fishes knows it. Another way to liken this, okay, to fish, wildlife, whatever. If we were hunting white-tailed deer now, chances are real good you wouldn't see old Luke in a pop-up blind in the middle of an oat patch right now. There's no, you know, it's not that time. That happens later. Right now, what you would find Luke doing is hunting around newly fallen acorns and corn feeder, whatever. So the deer, you know, their game is very much like fish. There's certain times when you can do a certain thing. Well, maybe in May, in water three, I don't know how deep, you know, person's fishing, but certain times you could walk the bank with Stubby's bait or any other bait that works, you know, throw it out and catch fish in water two to four foot deep. So I'll get off that point, but that's the thing. So many people, I'm afraid, are misled on social media. They think, well, this didn't work. What's the matter? You know, what's your opinion on that, Seth?
Most times it's not the tool, it's the operator.
Good one.
That's my take on that. It's 9 times out of 10, it's operator error. That's just a fact. You know, going back to that deal, I mean, I know what you're talking about. And it's just because it isn't working for you, you try that same technique this fella's trying in May, and you're going to wipe them out. You know, and you'll catch a lot of fish doing that. You just got to fish at the right time with the right bait to catch them. And the catfish, he may have a stray one up shallow right now, but 99% of those fish are still in deep water. And as it gets cooler, especially channel cats and the blues will come up shallow during the fall. But when that water gets cold, those catfish are deep. Just like they are in the summer, and it's a lot different bite, but they're still out deep. It's not a summertime bite where they try to take the rod from you. It's just more of a, you know, there's something heavy on the line, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to be at the right place at the right time.
Exactly. Well, Seth, we're approaching now the end of October. It's already cooled down a bunch. Water temperatures are cooling. Catfish, I remember fishing with you this time last year, down there at Fork and catching the daylights out of them. That should hold. I mean, really, actually, overbaited holds. The intensity of the bite may change, but catching catfish goes right on through the winter down there. Do you see any changes, say, up until it gets really cold, into November, any pattern changes with the catfish at Fork?
Nah. Uh-huh. They'll still hold on the baited holes. It's just like you said, the intensity of the bite's that will drastically change. But the bite will still be there, and you'll still catch just as many.
Yep.
It's not going to be a take the rod from you kind of bite.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's what happens. I've seen it happen many years in the past. Folks, we are visiting with my good friend Seth Vanover. Seth guides down at Fork for catfish and crappie, too. And that's about what we're going to shift gears on, Seth, and maybe tell our listeners something about the crappie fishing. Coming into the 1st of November, any pattern changes that you can think of on the crappie fishing?
No, they're doing their typical fall thing. They haven't got into a winter pattern yet. The water's not cool enough. But they're in that heavy fall winter feeding time right now, so it's a good time to get out on the main lake points. You don't have to fish structure as much, brush pile or timber. You can still fish those areas and you're going to catch fish, but they're really starting to migrate out to some just really open water, not deep, you know, 15 to 18 foot, but you know, you can just float around these main lake points in totally open water, which you ain't got to worry about getting hung up, which is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll be stacking up out there in the wintertime. You get on those same points, you just got to drop off into the 25 to 32, 35-foot range. So it's all about water depth right now.
Okay.
But, you know, Fork's fishing great. Pines is fishing great. I mean, it's just Fork, you got to wait for the turnover. When that lake's turning over, you need to go somewhere else. That lake is funky when it's turning over, and we're in that process right now. So when it completes, man, it's game on again.
And generally speaking, Seth, how long does that take for it to get back to being on, you know?
Anywhere from 2.5-3 weeks. It's mm-hmm. all weather dependent. Mm-hmm. You know, if it gets hot, cold, it'll take longer. But if we get on a good cool trend and cool that water down so the top and bottom can flop, it's 2.5-3 weeks at the most.
Not that long. Well, Seth, thank you a lot for the update. I enjoyed, like always, and I always get a bunch of emails, especially from folks up in Northeast Texas when we visit. We just kind of tell it like you see it. I mean, you're out there just about every day, and these tips, opposed to some things you might see on social media, but these tips do help people. There's no doubt about it. I mean, all this stuff is old hat to you. You do it every day. But, you know, just the fact that, hey, I'm probably not going to load the boat up on catfish fishing water 2 or 3 foot deep right now. That might help. So I guarantee you it helps somebody. So I appreciate getting you on from time to time, Seth.
Not a problem, brother. I love being here.
Let's do this. Facebook, where people can go and get some really good information on Facebook. Connect them with your Facebook page, and then, you know, just how to call you.
Facebook is my website. It's lakefortcatandcrappie.com. Same name on Facebook. Or just give me a call, and I'll share you. I can put you right through the proper steps with Stubby's bait. 903-736-4557.
Thanks a lot, Seth. We'll look forward to getting with you and catch you some crappie soon.
All right, Luke. Thanks, brother.
Folks, for the past 12 years, I have used my Smoking Texas electric smoker to cook literally hundreds of pounds of game meat and domestic meat. I've made sausage, jerky, cooked wild hog hams with them. They are absolutely awesome, and they're built to last. You can go to Smoking Texas, SmokinTex.com, and check out their line of smokers. There's different models, bigger ones and littler ones, depending on your needs. Or you can call Diz or Scott at 888-922-1511. Folks, I'd like to hook you up with Butcher Packer Supply. This company has everything you need for making jerky, sausage, curing meats at home, anything to do with home butchering. You can go online to butcher-packer, that's butcher-packer.com, and order everything that you need right there online.